Moncrief on News Talk.
Henry McKean joins us. He's been moving undetected back and forth the Clare Tipperary border. Henry, good afternoon.
Sean, this is amazing.
Have we ever done a nicer OB, actually? I don't think we have.
I don't think we've ever done it.
Yeah. I don't think we have.
It's incredible. We're here doing an outside
broadcast.
It's
usually a mid-range three-star hotel in the Midlands, you know, smelling of chicken. This is fabulous.
On the spirits of Killaloo, just sailing in Loch Derg, it really is beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like a pirate radio station, Radio Caroline, from the 60s or 70s.
We are. We should do something illegal while we're here. Maybe not. So are you been out, like, talking? Because, like, there's obviously loads of people. I actually, on the way down, I stayed off. I went into the Barack Obama Plaza.
Yep.
And there was actually Americans in there going, did he really stop here?
he sure did.
Yeah.
They should have built a Biden Plaza. That will come soon, I'm sure. But yeah, up in Mayo. But yeah, we're here in Loch Derg, and it really is an absolute gem. And Killaloo and Clare and Ballinara in Tipperary, these twin towns right beside each other, with right now with the Shannon going through. And obviously, this was the capital of Ireland at one point, believe it or not, all those years ago. And so much culture and activities here too. And if we look out the window of the boat, we can actually see 2 Mile Gate just here on the outskirts. And there's a boardwalk, there's swimming, there's West Lake Aqua Park on Loch Derg. I got to meet these families a little bit earlier.
You swam in Loch Derg for the first time. How did you find it?
Good.
And what was the best thing about it? Was it warm? Was it cold? How did it
feel? It was really, really cold. Because it was cold.
Because it's fun to be in the water and it's also
Why are you talking to your microphone?
Because we're chatting on the radio.
Can I?
Yes.
A dead fly.
You saw a dead fly.
I just figured out at the forge you were able to get ice cream.
You can get ice cream everywhere here. It's a fantastic amenity and we feel very, very lucky to live here.
And what's it like living in Killaloo on a sunny day like today? Do you feel you're sharing it with the nation?
Yeah, I recently was out walking on a very sunny day and a woman passed me and said, just another day in paradise. And I thought, yeah, that about sums it up.
So you feel this area of Ireland is like a secret paradise?
Yes, I do. I do, although we get a lot of visitors too. But it's a lovely community and people are very friendly. And it's a lovely place to bring up children.
Yeah. And you feel it's a lovely place for the kids.
And for someone who didn't grow up near water, it's lovely.
And where did you grow up?
Well, not so far away, but we never used the sea, we never used the lake.
You never came to the lake.
Yes, so it's only something we're embracing now.
We're out here with the family. We've got the whole family here, and we've got a young baby, just 8 weeks old.
Yeah.
And how are you related to that baby?
I'm the baby's grandmother.
You're the grandmother.
I'm the grandmother.
So proud.
I am, of course I am, yeah. I have 4 grandkids.
And you're all here.
Yeah.
In Killaloo, you're all here
at
Loch Derg, you enjoying this beautiful summer.
Oh, we come out here fairly often. Any chance at all we get. Or just from Limerick City.
Any chance?
Any chance we get, we come out here.
The water.
You love the water.
The water, yeah. It's lovely for an old swim. Get in and wet the toes.
And you like to wet the toes.
Oh yeah.
And for you, how local are you?
About 25 minutes out the road, I suppose.
So that's pretty local.
Yeah, it's local enough, yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah, that's a nice enough area, yeah.
And what makes Killaloo a great spot, a great destination?
I suppose you've all the amenities that you need. You have food, you have the shops, you have, obviously, the West Lakes or Lakelands, is it? The water activities there as well, like, so once the weather is nice, it's good to come out.
And do you feel like you're on holiday, even though you're not on holiday?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, it is great.
I really like the forest over here. It's beautiful inside.
You love the forest?
Yeah, it's so fun in there. Especially when you walk barefoot.
And you like walking barefoot. How come?
It's just like you can feel everything you're walking on.
We like the lakeside here to spend the family time together. And there are days that we come here for dinner and then we can spend time together.
So you came in from Limerick?
Limerick City, yes. 30 minutes.
Only 30 minutes?
Well, now with the new road, yeah.
It's
fantastic, yeah. So
there you go. That's some of the people enjoying Loch Derg. And we're in Loch Derg right now, which is kind of about halfway through the tour. What happens now is that the Spirit of Killaloo does a massive handbrake turn and we go zooming back down the Shannon. Now, of course, people coming into Ballina would have noticed, or even Killaloo would notice the new bridge. And that's like It's very welcomed. Yeah.
It's fantastic. It really is. This brand new Brine Brew Bridge. It opened just a few weeks ago, and it's part of a major bypass project. It has a pedestrian and cycle path on it too, and it reroutes 7,000 vehicles a day from the 18th century Killaloe Bridge, where we started this sail. What would you call it? It's not a booze cruise because it's not movies and booze.
Yeah.
It's
well, you know, you can have a sweet cherry if you want to.
Yeah. But yeah, this bridge cost 88 million euro to build and probably worth every penny. I drove over it and it really is fantastic. Anyway, here's mother and daughter Claire and Lily Malloy enjoying the summer fields.
What do you love about Killaloe, and describe, where are we right now?
So we're at the 2 mile gate, which is Loch Derg. So it's between Killaloe and Ogonlo. So it's just a really amazing part of the country. It's really beautiful. Driving to Killaloe and Ogonlo, you feel like you're abroad. You could be in France or you could be somewhere like that. It's really scenic. There's beautiful waterways. There's lots of water activities. There's a beautiful forest. There's a mountain called Mailosa. You can hike, you can walk, you can do forest trails, you can cycle. It's a real outdoor lifestyle. There's loads for the kids to do.
It's beautiful, isn't it? I mean, there's families down here, there's barbecues, people are swimming in Loch Derg. As you said, it is like France.
It's stunning, stunning. And our kids, we come here an awful lot, even after school. We've all met up today and the children just love it, like being in the water.
They love it.
It's amazing. And then, like you say, the family atmosphere, loads of barbecues, really nice, just stunning. Yeah.
And does it ever get too crowded? Do you mind people coming in from other parts of the country? Or do you mind sharing it?
No, it's gorgeous, isn't it, Lily?
Yeah.
And it's,
so nice.
It's really nice, and there's loads of lovely even eateries. There's a little cafe here that's really nice that the kids love. There's restaurants in Killaloe.
They're making changing rooms.
And they're building changing rooms. And what's your favourite thing?
The water park.
And the water park looks really impressive. It's like one big bouncy castle. It's not open at the moment. I think it's closed, isn't it?
It's closed for the week and then it opens at the weekends.
And it opens, I think, fully next week, Monday to Sunday. But at the moment, it's Saturday, Sunday.
I suppose I'm from a small town outside Killaloe, Ogonlo. It's beautiful. But we would do an awful lot in Killaloe. And I suppose one of the great amenities most recently is the new bridge. So that's...
And the new bridge, a brand new bridge. I was trying to get a charge recently and I found it by mistake and they were building it. It's finished. It's fantastic.
It's amazing, yeah. For anyone commuting now, it's a great commuter town, Killaloe, people in Limerick, Ennis, Shannon. It's
all
just
over.
Very... Yeah, exactly. So I think for kids, for bikes, just the safety and everything.
And
so
it saves you a bit of time, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does, yeah. I commute into Limerick a couple of days a week and it's definitely saving a couple of minutes.
So you're loving the bridge.
Day. Yeah, we are, yeah, for sure. It's a great amenity for everyone.
There you go, and we're just actually passing that water park that the woman mentioned there. It looks more like a playground on the water.
Yeah, like big bouncy castles, and it just floats. It's not open
yet.
That's cool. I just saw someone go down it. Maybe they have opened it, or maybe somebody jumped the fence.
Yeah.
But
you'd be tempted. A lot of people mention having barbecues as well, especially on a day like today. I mean, I assume a lot of people are doing
it. So many people have said to me, I mean, we could be in France. I actually think we could be in Australia or even South Africa, in this beautiful part of the country. And I did get to meet a man training for an event in a wetsuit just beside us here in Loch Derg, and a South African lad just in his trunks, and he was cooking some big sausages on these open barbecues.
You're down here having a barbecue, and on this section of the lake or loch, they have outdoor barbecues for anyone to use. You're using charcoal and you're cooking massive, big, huge sausages that are all joined together. What are they called?
It's called a boerewors. It's like a South African sausage.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. And what is it you love about having a barbecue here on Loch Derg?
Just like the views, and there's like a lake there as well, so it's, and the people here is really friendly as well, so yeah, it's grand here, you know. It's a great spot here.
What do you love about Killaloe?
It's clean, people are friendly here, and we come here and enjoy the day and we go home and we come back and it's clean again.
And you love it here?
I love it, yes. We come here often.
And you're originally from South Africa, and
we've
been here
South Africa
many
20
years.
Years, yeah.
And you're still enjoying it?
Yes, definitely. Yes, we love it here, yeah.
Stephen Buck, you're a swimmer. You're in your full wetsuit, and you're going to get out there and you're going to swim Loch Derg. What do we need to know?
It's fresh water, so it's nice to swim in. I'm preparing for a relay in the Hell of the West out in Kilkee, which is in 2 weekends' time.
So what will happen in that relay? How far do you have to swim?
So I'll do about 1.5 kilometres now, and that's what I'll do on the day.
1.5 kilometres is a long swim. That's lots and lots of 50 metres.
It's not too bad, yeah. It's long enough, yeah. It's about my limit, I'd say.
And how cool is it, or how warm is the water here in Loch Derg?
Right now, I would say it'd be warmer than sea temperature.
And what is it you love about Killaloe? What do you love about the summer feels right here now?
Well, in general, well, I actually had my wedding ceremony in Killaloe.
You did?
Which was great. So, I know, I love it. The lake, the town, just the general view you can see across to Tipperary. And
so that's Tipperary over there?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So you have the Ballina side and you have the Killaloe side of the town. So, yeah, it's just a lovely place to be.
There you go. And Rory, who's kind of, the people here will see Rory there wandering around with the camera. He got married just down the lakeside. Yeah.
It's a beautiful hotel.
Not today, I should point out. It was a couple of weeks ago. And you may have noticed that there became a theme when Henry's out talking to people. It must have been around lunchtime because, you know, you smelled sausages and you went, oh, I'll go over and talk to those people. Yeah. And then the next people were eating pizza and chips.
Yeah, pizza and chips. And, you know, I have to say, Ireland on a day like today, sunny with a bit of cloud, you can't beat a good Irish summer's day. But yeah, this guy we talk about, is it like France? And I rudely interrupt them as they eat their pizza and chips.
I came up, I grew in Balnair, and
so you're just across the water.
I've just across the water, yeah. We'd say, well, I have a slag here, I'm at the good side of the bridge.
I'm the from good, the good side?
Yeah, I'm the good side of the bridge at Tipperary, so I'm proud of that. So I still like Killaloe as well.
You still like Killaloe?
I do, I still like Killaloe, yeah.
And what makes Killaloe great? I mean, it's busy today. There's lots of locals and tourists. Is it too busy? Do you love it? Do you love the new bridge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The new bridge is fantastic. Yeah, yes, it's new, fantastic. And it brings new air to the place. Like, you know what I mean? You know, because it's lighting up. It's like lighting a match.
It's opened it up.
It's opened it up, yeah. And people feels free. You know what I mean? You know,
you're not stuck in traffic.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many things you can do in Ballina and Killaloe, like even here, all the facilities, boating, you know, skiing and rowing, and then the fantastic walks. Go to Clotsford, fabs walk in there, and you have fantastic restaurants.
So is this the best of the summer? And are we in Tipperary? Are we in Clare? Where are we?
We're in Clare.
We're in Clare?
Yes. Go over the bridge, we're in Tipperary. We're in Clare at the moment, so we are.
I'd love to come out here and have a nice evening in the 2 mile gate, as we call it, out foreign, 2 mile gate. It's like our mini tourist.
So you'd say out foreign, almost like as if you've gone to France.
Yeah. It's beautiful, yeah. If you go up there and you look down the lake, it's like looking down, in, as my wife says, the map of Ireland.
Back of Ireland, yeah. You look back, if you go to top of town, Tina, and you look back on a lovely day, you can see nearly the map of Ireland on the islands.
There you go. That's the good side of the town. We might explore that little bit of rivalry there later on the show. Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.